after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live with your boy, Steady J, in the building. And it is yet another beautiful Monday here in the show. We call every Monday here Hot After Dust Monday, and she was glad to have y'all, man. Another episode here in season 9. Yeah, we have a show every Monday and Wednesday. So if you ever miss, you enjoy the show today, and you want to continue to check out more of us, you can either go to, you can either check us out on Wednesday live, or you can always check out all of our episodes at dustspot.com/dustspotradio, and it will let you know all different outlets our radio show is on, including on the site itself. All right, so, man, you know how I do, man. We always try to catch you up, what's been going on the past weekend, and give you the lowdown of what's going down for the show today. You know, a lot of big things are going on, and T just popped in. What's up, T Molina?
Hello.
Yeah, so, yeah, we've just been doing a lot, man. Yeah, so one thing, I actually got a chance to do this weekend. This shoot, dope, one of my dope shoots. I always love when, you know, people I work with are before, and, you know, our progression of our work has drastically improved, and that definitely helped this weekend with a model I've shot with named Kenny the Model. Very dope. A lot of great feedback from that for one of the photos. That's just one of many that we're on the post. But yeah, so very excited about the feedback everyone's been showing towards that photo, and I can't wait to, you know, put some more out for you. But yeah, man, shoot that. I've got a chance to celebrate my brother's birthday this weekend as he turned it big 3-0. So shout out to my brother. We all had a great time. And yeah, so yes. Why did I not have the hand claps readily available? What is wrong with me? Goodness.
I got you.
There we go. So, yeah, so that's what's going on with that. Also, I've been telling you I've been going to press on training past 3 weeks, and this week it was definitely another challenging week. And we definitely we did it up, man. Like I actually lost 15 pounds over the past 3 weeks, so I'm excited with that, and you know, just continue to lose more as progression of my workouts are, you know, just continue to grow, and you know, me continue to stay focused in my nutrition as well. So definitely thankful. So T, what's mm-hmm. been going on with you this what went on with you this weekend and whatnot, past week?
The past week?
Yep, since
nothing really.
Since we left the show on Wednesday.
Nothing really. I got my own website now.
Okay.
Thanks to Renato. Yeah, I'm selling posters, so y'all make sure y'all go check that out. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
You're selling posters?
New ideas. Yes.
I didn't know you had a poster coming up.
Yeah. I had my first customer today. I wonder who that was.
I don't know. I didn't even know you had posters. Now I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, make sure you get you one.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, I had like a couple of people ask me about my website, and he just kept asking. He was like, well, what kind of pictures are you going to? I said, join to find out. He was like, well, I just want to know what kind before I join. Well, join.
Right. If you join everybody else, so I don't know what the hell's on there yet.
Right. He's talking about, so he want to know which one
you'll bust them up.
Okay, I don't know what your pocket can afford. Just read it. Read.
Right.
Yeah, it's like I had a couple of, not to throw people under the bus, but I had a couple of models come to me and was like, how do I submit photos? A button on there to say, submit photos.
Oh,
and
man.
Then the thing about it is they asked me where to submit. And then I had the whole post, and it had the link under it. Like, all you had to do was click. Like, I just don't understand.
Now you see what me and Renato go through all the
man.
Time. We do this all
yes.
the time.
And this one girl was like, I want to model for you. I said, I think you misunderstood the post. I didn't say anything about I want somebody to model for me.
Right.
And she didn't reply back. She said she's a model, but I didn't see any photo shoot photos or anything. So I left that where it was.
Well, you know, we ain't got to. Ain't nobody got time for that. I don't even want to press the button. I just wanted to save my damn self. Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right.
But, oh, man, I tell you what, man, I'm excited because today's show, we got a special guest checking in. Very, very gorgeous and very talented young lady. I say that like I'm old as hell. Young lady. Goddess Venus will be checking in. So shout out to her, holding down off of the NY. Big ups to her. She'll be on here in a minute. And we'll be talking about, yes, thank you. Thank you for the bringing hand claps, everybody. Yeah, what's up? We'll be getting ready to have her on and talk about her new project. And, you know, she'll be able to let you know how you can cop that project. So y'all stay tuned for that interview, because it'll be coming up right after the music break. So, yeah, that's what's going down there. Trying to make sure I didn't forget. Oh, yeah, so there's a new issue of, a special issue of Human Canvas getting ready to drop. That's one of our special special standalone issues where every now and then we let different regions take over the magazine in a different way. And so next one, this one's going to drop is Carolina Cuties. That's getting ready to drop. So that'll be out on the 1st. Quick turnaround, be on the 1st. And then, yeah, then we'll batch our regular schedule programming of our regular issues, because that the issues on our for the March April one will be teased actually on our one to cover. So yeah,
what?
Y'all get ready for that.
I can't believe that.
Right, oh, right, right. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm crying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This girl here, man, too much. But and they can make it today. She's prepping for tomorrow's. You know, she recently had a loss in the family, so y'all favor her family as they get through this time. And yeah, man, we gonna hold it down for her. You know, we'll go in for her. So that's kind of why she hadn't been here past couple shows. She's been going through it with family stuff. So y'all just hold up, man. Hold up in prayer. So yeah. Now at this point, we're gonna go ahead and go to our song break, and this our first track we're gonna drop. Let's go ahead and drop that "Celebrate This Girl" by our guest for today, Goddess Venus.
I'm the chef in here. I need my face. Celebrate this girl.
right, we're back. We're back, everyone, right here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Sunny J, my co-hosts with the Moses, T. Molina, and our special guest, all the way up in the NY, holding down. She is she's a multi-talented and beautiful woman. But, you know, not just a woman, but she's a goddess. Welcome to the show, Goddess. Venus, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up, y'all?
So yeah, so you know, first off, you know, I want to give a shout out to Jerry because Jerry is how I actually found out about you. I saw some of his work, and that was how I got wind of you on Instagram.
French fries.
And then yeah, so.
Okay.
Shout out to Jerry Fontello, Super Ugly Movement. You know, he's a cool dude. I did a lot of, a lot of work with him, a lot of pictures, photography, especially in my modeling days. So definitely shout out to Jerry.
Most definitely shout out to him. And so I remember he was telling me, yeah, he was like, yeah, she's, y'all gotta watch out. She'll be one of the next big things coming out of the NY or whatnot, as far as your music. And so I saw a lot of your visuals, checking that out. And the thing I like about it, you have a lot of energy, and you know, a lot of times people have a lot of, how can I put it? They have a lot of expectations for female artists. Sometimes they don't necessarily have for male artists. So before I can get into that, first off, what even made you get into music?
So, you're asking me, what did you say? You said, what am I, what?
Oh, yeah. What actually made you get into music?
Oh, actually, you know, I love music. I love music all my life. I actually always knew how to make music, but you know, I started to take it more serious. More recently when, you know, I was sitting down and I was with my friends and they heard some of my stuff, you know, because I would, you know, I would play with it, write little stuff and back in the days. But when my people heard my material, they was like, yo, this is hot. And so it was like, this is fire. And so I just started getting so much compliments about it. I said, you know, let me just take it serious. I was actually, you know, a model and I was bartending for a while and I was in that lifestyle, so I was able to see different artists and, you know, just I got to study the game before I got into it. So I learned a lot, and I was just learning. I kept learning along the way, and so I said, you know what, let me just jump into it. And I just decided to take it serious, and ever since then, I just went full throttle, and I've just been working hard, consistently dropping new stuff. New stuff after new stuff, new visuals, new content. This is my second project in less than a year. So, you know, I just was like, let me just go hard and take it seriously and be consistent with it.
Exactly. Okay. I feel you on that. Any influences that actually led you into wanting to do music?
I wouldn't necessarily say I had any influences that led me to doing it. No, I knew I can make music and my stuff is actually good, but I just decided to take it serious at that point. As far as who I like, is I like a lot of different artists and you know, a lot of different songs itself, because sometimes, you know, it's not even a particular artist. It could be a song that inspires me, a particular moment. You know, so it's just a combination of different things.
Gotcha. So as far as like when you're getting ready to go into a studio and you're trying to decide like what's going to be the best, you know, how, what's a hit and what's a sucky song. Because sometimes, you know, it's always kind of hard to figure out like, man, this is trash. But then you got that one where you know, okay, this is it right here. How do you know, as far as when your own, like critiquing your own music, how do you know when something is more of a hit for you and more something that's more of a miss?
Well, everything I do, I try to make sure that all
everything I do is a hit. I really don't try to produce stuff or make anything that I'm going to think is a miss. That's not really what I'm in it for. I'm kind of in it to make all of my fans happy and enjoy my music and to be consistent. See, a lot of problems these days is like there's no consistency. But as far as me, I like to be consistent. And everything I do, I like to put my all in and make sure I produce a hot song. I mean, like, I may not. Everybody has different tastes. Not everybody. Some songs, some people may like. Some songs people may not like. Everybody's taste is different. But as far as how I go into it, I go into it all the time trying to give it my all.
Now, one thing I noticed, like, with a lot of your music, like, and just trying to see if that's, like, does that match your personality, where I noticed a lot of your music where it's kind of like you have this bubbly personality with your music. And, you know, because sometimes some people, they have a bubbly personality, but their lyrics be trash. But do you actually have it to where you have the best of both worlds? Am I correct in thinking that that's it, that actually matches your personality in real life, that you are kind of bubbly?
Yeah, I am. I'm like, I mean, you know, I'm definitely a bubbly person. I'm also, I mean, I have different sides to me, you know. I'm serious about my art. I take everything I do serious, so I'm a serious person. But, you know, I'm bubbly. I like to have fun. You know, I like to let my hair down. I like to be with my friends, you know. But, you know, I'm confident. I'm cool. I'm down to earth. But I'm swaggy. I'm sexy. It's different things about me. I'm a person.
Okay. So I'm gonna jump in a time machine as far as modeling. So explain how you got into modeling, and you know what were some of the best parts of modeling for you?
I started modeling. I actually started acting first, to be honest with you. I was an actress, and then you know, as an actress, I started taking pictures, and then you know, I realized I met different photographers. They was like, you know, you should model. So I said, okay, why not? You know, I knew I had a look. I know it was beautiful, and I said, why shouldn't I? So that's when I said, okay, let me model. And I did, you know, I did the modeling thing, and I was still doing my acting as well. So, you know, I guess I'm multi-talented. But the most thing I can say about me is that I am a hard worker. Like, everything I do, like, you know, when I was modeling, I was professional and I was serious about it. And with my music, I'm also serious and I work hard. Everything I do, I make sure that I put my all in it. And I'm, you know, I'm passionate. I would say I'm even more passionate about my music because I'm actually able to voice. I have a voice and I could express myself through my art.
That's what's up. I'm going to throw it to my co-host. Let her grill you a little bit as well. T?
Okay. What are some other things you like to do besides modeling and your music?
Damn, I like to, a lot of things. I like to shop. I definitely like to shop. I like to travel. I like to go out to eat. I like to bowl. I like to skate. I like to ride my bike. I like to run. I love to exercise. I like to go out with my friends and have a drink. You know, I could say I just like to. I'm a regular person, but you know, am I serious with my craft? Yes, I am.
And okay. You obviously love to eat because you extenuate on nunchy on eat. I love to eat.
Uh huh. What you said?
As soon as you said eat, you got loud on eat. You're like, I love to eat.
Yeah, I do like to eat, though.
Okay. What is the most freakiest thing you ever done?
Oh,
the most freakiest thing.
I don't know.
I don't kiss and tell.
You gotta go get her the crack, see?
Okay, so what's the most freakiest place you ever done it at?
I don't know. Like, I can't call it because I really don't. I don't kiss myself.
Well, technically, you're not telling. You're just telling the place. So,
well, I mean, when I become rich, I can say that. When I become rich, I want the freakiest place I want to do it at is on an island that I own. I can say that. But
that
right
would
now,
be dope.
That, yeah, that's ideal.
I want to try an airplane, like a private jet.
I'm scared as hell. I don't know. I thought about that, but I'm scared as hell. Because just my luck, it's going to be some turbulence. We're going to go into some turbulence all of a sudden.
No,
I need you to buckle your seatbelt. Man, and that's going to ruin my whole mood. I ain't going to want to fly ever again. Okay, so I got another question for you. As far as if you had 24 hours left to live and you could do anything you wanted to do in those 24 hours, what would you do with those 24 hours?
I would just make sure my family's good. You saying if it's like the last 24 hours?
Yeah, if you had 24 hours left to live, what would you do with those 24 hours?
I would try to make sure my family's okay and my mother's good, my grandma, and my brothers, and that's it.
What's something that, like, if within that 24 hours, like, what would be something that you always wanted to do that you would do within that 24 hours?
I don't know. I just with nothing. If I'm gonna die tomorrow, I guess nothing. I can't do nothing. I'm gonna enjoy.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, what do you prefer, girls, dudes, or both?
I prefer the guys.
All right, so my last question for you is, why should everyone check out your music, and what makes it stand out above everyone else's?
My music is dope. So, I mean, it stands out because it's different. Nobody's doing it how I'm doing it, so that's why.
Gotcha. All right, well, we thank you for coming through the show. And come on, thank you. Let everyone know how they can check out your music and how they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, sure. My Instagram, goddess_Venus_,
It's going to be on, my project is called Chronicles of a Boss. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Apple Music. It's going to be in a lot of places. February 1st. It's also going to be on SoundCloud, but the full songs are not going to be up just yet. So, and you can also go to my website, GodIsVenusMusic.com.
All right. Thank you for coming to the show again. We appreciate you. All right. We're going to play another one of her tracks. Let's go into our song break, everybody, and we'll be back. Y'all know we have Crickets of the Week segment today in the 6th. Y'all check that out in just a moment. But first, here's Goddess Venus, Past Life.
Thank you.
I'm looking like a boss, get your cash right. Gotta double up my money from the last night. Take a champagne toast to the fast life. Take a champagne toast to the fast life. Looking like a boss, get your cash right. I gotta double up my money from the last night. Take a champagne toast to the fast life. Take a champagne toast to the fast life. Got that champagne flow, that expensive tight. Left situations wasn't feeling right. Sick till I'm chilling, guess I'm illin' right. You see my body and you wondering what it's feeling like. I'm on another wave, flip to another page. Me and shorty may be shorties, but we ain't the same. I'm in another lane, rich in another game. Money, power, and respect, put it on my name. I'm pushing all this dope shit, moving on some coke shit. All of this success is something they can't cope with. Cool ass shorty, so you better grab a coat, bitch. Grab a glass on some celebration, take a toast shit. Potion, see my picture, start grabbing lotion. See me in person, I cause a commotion. I push for my dream, I'm driving, not coasting. You aim for a pool, but I need me an ocean. I'm real, get your cash right. Gotta double up my money from the last night. Take a champagne toast to the fast life. Take a champagne toast to the fast life. Looking like a boss. Get your cash right. I gotta double up my money from the last night. Take a champagne toast to the fast life. Take a champagne toast to the fast life.
All this cooking got me looking like a boss, ay. And I don't need flaws. Holes automatic from the lobby to the attic, from the window to the motherfucking walls. And I ain't even feeling hoes. I be digging, I be feeling hoes. But that's how far the feelings go. Good dick like this, love, it could get critical. I'm a gifted individual, I had to put you last on my mind. Cash on my mind, bags on my mind. Girl, it ain't enough room for me to fit all of that ass on my mind. That I had me in my stash all the time. You miss us quick to blow my bags all the time, ay. I'm just trying to get my cash right, ay. I'm just trying to double up the money that a nigga made last night, ay. Motherfucker, I'm ill.
Cash right, gotta double up my money from the last night. Take a champagne toast to the fast life. Take a champagne toast to the fast life. Looking like a boss, get your cash right. I gotta double up my money from the last night. Take a champagne toast to the fast life. Take a champagne toast to the fast life.
Hey, y'all thought the original was something, huh? We about to hit y'all with the remix. You already know what time it is, no time, huh? Drop team. You still can't crank it, how we crank it? Here we go.
Don't get your bitch ass dropped, cause this is drop team. Don't get your bitch ass dropped, cause this is drop team. Don't get your bitch ass dropped, cause this is drop team.
You fake hoes, this suing. Trying to stop my hustle, you ain't got the muscle. Like a virgin, just can't do it. Never been fake, don't know what a star. Want a real nigga, I can play the part. When he tests the hands, but ain't got the heart. If I let him go, I'm taking body parts. Like, get buried with my partners. You never took math, boy, you don't want no problems. I got shooters and spotters that's close to long range. I say, get them, they got them. Boy, this a drop scene shit. Have some real niggas come out for the remix. If I ever fall off, I just dust myself off and get back on that G shit.
I'm through the band blue bow stick. Killing these niggas with a rope bitch. Y'all seen how the hell we ain't dope yet when all blow strong. And I ain't talking bow flex, nigga. Thumbing through the racks, need no sick, nigga. Bottles of some rock, that's a no flex, nigga. Every day is like a party, cause we smoking by morning, cause we stay to count money, we don't know y'all, nigga. We run through the bands, I cash out quick. Whole drop team on some cash out shit. Fight nights ever like the first and the fifth, and we know we got it turned. We ain't ask y'all shit. Hey, drop team, we be like stay line, baby. Mama knock a bitch out like 8 times. We turn to even with his break time. And on the mark, I'm a dog like K9, nigga.
Cold to the fight game, I must be the creator. Drop team, it's the one thing that shit on all you haters. Thoughts are walking on flavor. Hand on my nuts cause I'm too much. My hitters with me like step up. Key on the noise, you got back up. Shoot score, Savage be new whiskey. Back in 04. I want more, round 2. I'm a walking bell boy. Hey, drop team, I'm with them bitch. We the testament, true evidence. It's a 4-8, they murdering. That rap shit like medicine. Ha, bitch wanna plex, I ain't even finna talk. Round be done, for the round even start. Caught him with a left and a right, made him halt. A fight is just a fight unless you fighting with a boss. I ain't just talking, I'ma show what I'm about. Say you want it in, now I know you want it out. Hit you with the right again, knock the blood out your mouth. Don't ask about the drop team when you see what we about. Cause the shit that my team really do, shit that we do is so crazy and new. If these niggas really knew what the fuck we been through, then these niggas wouldn't test when we step up in the booth. Look, my niggas crazy, know this shit don't faze me. Step up in the ring, no Keanu going crazy. We don't give a fuck if them bitches wanna fade it. Them hey. Niggas coming, they gon' have to get a taste for real.
Rosé, all about cream. In the studio, fucking with the drop team. Put some money on it, you can get the black cane. But these hands are the guns with the stock beam. See my team bossed up on the beach, nigga. No stressing. Weak ass niggas around here getting neglected. If the bitch don't act right, she rejected. 26 inch, got a nigga fixing. Pockets full of dead presidents. I was little nigga grinding ever since. Worst ethnic like a Mexican. I run my bands up so I can flex again. Fuck what you talking, it is what it is. I'm all about drama, but just trying to live. These niggas keep playing, this shit'll get real. When I'm all here, to go in for the kill.
This test not checkers, my nigga. I check you, my nigga. Dissect you, my nigga. Hey, makers, we talking to wreck you, my nigga. Headgear on your head, won't protect you, my nigga. Hey, chuck, this sick in this bitch, haters about to throw up. Drop team in this bitch, got the shit, it's sold up. Watch me fade me a nigga like a stupid low cut. Why Kiana steady, beam bitches up. And shit changed, nigga, we getting changed, nigga. Keep it 1,000, no change, nigga. Big dog of them all, Great Dane, nigga. Drop team, brain pain, my grain, nigga. Spit flame in the booth, Liu Kang, nigga. Make a nigga catch out, you pain, nigga. I spit venom on the way. Throw the six up on blue gang, nigga.
What's happening, nigga? Catch the rhyme, you a pussy, nigga. Talking dad, you was on the book. Saying now, nigga, fuck you and your whole house. It's over with. First round, and I ain't talking draft pick. Straight down, straight side. Somebody getting their ass kicked. Time me, bitch, it's whatever. You know I'm on a different level. I kick ass on the weekend. I'm about to put you on the schedule. Fight night, I started that. Drop 10, get the party cracking. If you can't fight it's a bad night, you can hang it up like a starter jacket. I promise.
Nigga. Don't get your bitch ass dropped, cause this is drop team. Don't get your bitch ass dropped, cause this is drop team.
Game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Here I go, I'm around my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. No, no, I ain't no back down the ramp, no.
Yeah, I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real, real, they love it when they see that n***a on. Real, they love it when they see that n***a on. they be hating, trying to tap a phone on my tools. Trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told a nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga here, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga here, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't never back down to rent, no.
Nobody, nobody, one deal.
I ain't never back down to rent, no.
Luciano, FCBZ Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kick it to the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lames or haters. Fame, keep it player with DB. What gang? He don't want these problems, make me come out of retirement. Grip my s***, I'm just a product of my environment. 80s logo rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they double up at my shows. MCBZ, I bust a hater head behind my bro. DJ Troll, let him know. Showing now, I let him get your draws.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Real deal. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. 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 Real yeah, you can test my shit. I ain't never back down to rent, no.
No,
no,
no, no, no, no.
I ain't never back down to rent, no.
No,
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 no, no, no.
I ain't never back down to rent, no.
No.
No,
no, no, no, no, no.
I ain't never back down to rent, no.
No, 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 no.
Oh, we are back, everyone, right here on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, and your girl, T. Molina. All right, so, y'all know, man, we got a segment I do every Monday. I'm here on the show. It's called Crickets of the Week. Crickets of the Week is where I name somebody that is either the dumbest or worst person of the past week. And so sometimes it's stories I come across on the web, sometimes it's people I cite out and about. So let's make it sound on crickets off. This week's cricket of the week is being dedicated to, drum roll, please, it's being dedicated to people who fight in the club. Now, I know you're like
fighting in the club.
Saying,
too
yes.
Small to fight in the club.
So, I know you asked yourself, you're saying, Sadie J. What you talking about, fighting? I mean, well, why are you bringing that up to the forefront for this week? Because, man, y'all don't. It's, because it's one thing, like, you do a fight in a club. But would it be at, like, a classy joint and people are trying to fight, you'd be like, bruh, what the F is going on with you? But you know what they be, when you go to these classy joints, what they usually have, they got security out the wazoo, and that security know how to make people disappear quickly. I mean, because yeah, you go to some spots, security be taking all damn day. They be trying to do too much stuff to try to get the people out of there. Man, this security, they did a clean sweep. You think they, man, and I love, what I like about it is, see, you don't even, it's like the fight didn't even happen. The DJ still got the music playing, the security to move the people out quick and to move the troublemakers out quick enough, you didn't even realize what was going on. I was like, man, I was like, oh, somebody was fighting? So, yeah.
When they got the fighting down here, the bouncer just threw them across the gate.
Oh, yeah. See, that's some fucking hood clubs. I mean, that happened here, too. These ones where it's like growing a sexy vibe. Oh, they coming. They trying to do all that throwing around. They trying to figure a way to get you out the building as fast as possible. So they going to sweep your ass out quickly.
Mm-hmm. And then when he threw one dude, he hit the car, bounced back up, and tried to climb over the gate. I'm like, what's that?
So, yeah, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, I'm tripping out. I'm like, man, what the heck is wrong with these people, man? Because I hear just be fighting. I mean, and my thing is this, where I always talk about all the time, but I don't get about fighting the club. So, y'all do all this fighting, and y'all be, and you sit here and you paid all this money to get into the club, or you spend money on a nice outfit and all that stuff just to get into, you gotta pay gas or whatever, and drinks, and you want to sit there and cut up? I don't get it, man. I'll pay all that money. Last thing I'm trying to think about is fighting somebody. So, I just don't be getting it. People be fighting the club. Like, that shit is just so fucking hot. Like, I don't get it.
Sorry.
But maybe I'm just... I'm just a different dude or something. Maybe that's just what it is. I'm built different. So, it is ridiculous. I just don't get it.
Me either. I don't understand why you want to fight in the club. Like, I just don't get it.
It be female, especially when the ratio be decent. Worry about the females in the club, or females, worry about the dudes, or whatever your flavor is of the day. Worry about those people.
Right. I don't know. Well, you can't help it if half of them coming in on fields and then be drinking alcohol. You can't really.
Yeah, I mean, but don't be, if you can't handle your, whatever you're doing, don't do it, because if you drink it and drink it make you want to fight, then you don't need to be drinking. I just, for the life of me, I don't be getting that mess. But yeah, shoot, that is it for Crickets of the Week. I just wanted to give some random crickets up. All right, so we're going to a fan favorite. Another fan favorite. We do every show. We do it on both the Monday show and the Wednesday show. It's called The Six. That's where we name a topic and we make a list of six based on that topic. So, T, I will let you do the honors of picking today's topic. I know, I put you on the spot. You know, right. Kind of like how we did someone else. But, okay, never mind.
I'm not going there with you today. Okay, let's do magazine cover, because I feel like that's a good topic.
Wait, what? What are we about to do? Well, what are we doing here? What are those going on? Okay,
I'm going to go first. I'm not going to be petty. So, All right. So my thing is, like, I hate when people come to me and ask me, oh, how did you get on the magazine cover? I want to be, and how do I become a model? All in that one breath, they ask me that. Well, you have to work. I was a model for, this will be my third year.
Hold on. Are we doing, I'm like, hold on. Are you giving a story or are we doing a six? You are confusing me.
We doing both. Man, I'm sitting here trying to explain my answer.
She giving a fucking paragraph. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, I was a model for 3 years, and in my third year, I got on the magazine cover. You know, because I shot with one photographer, so I really wasn't comfortable shooting with other people. So, you know. Anyways, okay, number two.
All right, I'm going to scrap it. And no, we're not longer than a six, so I just scrapped it that quick. And but we'll focus. We'll start your topic.
Let's
start your topic,
number
though.
Number two.
I know. I want to start your topic, but I want. I was going to instead of doing a list, I was going to more so ask you some questions. So, because I want to dig into your
all
brain
right, go
about
ahead.
This.
Go ahead.
So, like, how did you, like, explain the process to us as far as, because, we know you work with, we know you're not working with Ronaldo, shout out to Ronaldo Creative, but we'll get into your brain a little deeper, like, you know, take us to the process of gearing your mind up for the point of where you said, okay, I'm going to be down there on such and such date, and then, you know, actually following through with it. And making your mind prepared to do it.
Okay, actually, he asked, and I was like, going to Georgia. I thought
right.
I was coming, but, you know, I just canceled. Because I don't know. I never really worked with any other photographers, but, you know, one person.
You were still nervous
so I never
about
really,
stepping out there.
Yeah, because. I mean, yeah, we have to get to what happened, but you know what happened,
right? You got to, you know, you can do the you can pull the not tail thing. Okay, let me stop being fancy.
Yeah.
All right.
And I really didn't think other people wanted to work with me, being that you know people was going around telling, well, not lies, but you know, not my whole life story, but, you know, my business. Like, I had one photographer that didn't want to work with me at all. Like, really.
So take us to the point of where, okay, so you said you were heading to Georgia. And we appreciate you actually being open, actually sharing, because, heck, you know, you're like, hey, I was just not ready. So take us to going forward to now to present day, you actually trying again and actually wanted to do it. So how did you get to that point for this and allow it to happen this time?
Well, I kind of had to push myself. You know, the person came back into my life, you know. And I don't know, something he said is just like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to do what I have to do, you know, step outside my comfort zone, you know, work with other photographers. Because I don't know what he said, but whatever he said, I can't remember what he said, but whatever he said, it kind of pissed me off at the same time. But it also made like, okay, I'm going to show you that I don't need you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But also, you know, better myself and my craft.
So,
like,
all right, so
I
go.
I don't really use these photos. I mean, I used to post them, but I don't really use them. Like, I deleted, like, two or three photo shoots I did with him. Like, I just,
So tell us also going past that point, like, so you know, contact. So explain like the process of you actually finally, linking up with Ronaldo this time. So explain that part. So I know you were saying that, you said you were going to prove that you didn't need a photographer, but okay, so going forward past that and past pushing that person in the rearview mirror, what led you to actually follow through this time with working with Ronaldo?
I mean, over time, we talked, but we didn't talk like that. But, I kind of feel comfortable with him because I like to talk to photographers before I meet them. Because
right.
Some of them are really weird. Yeah, some are really weird. Like, seriously. Like, one dude wanted me to do nudes for free. No. And then he worked with that other person, and they, so no.
Oh, my goodness. Let's focus on you.
Okay, I'm being
just
serious.
One day, let's focus on your story.
But I'm being serious. Like, if he did that with her,
I get
and he
you.
Come and ask me the same question, no.
I get you. So back to Ronaldo. Tell us about that. That's what I get you back.
Yeah. All right, what happened?
You blanked out. You started thinking about the negative people, and I think about the positive. So,
no,
okay,
he
so
said back to me. I told you he made me feel comfortable. Like he was kind of he cool. Like he funny or whatever.
So.
What is funny is he was like, "Oh, you look pretty in person." I was like, "Oh, wait." Like, wait, am I ugly in pictures? Like,
no.
I know.
Cause some people, some people, man, y'all look good, and not that y'all look ugly, but you look good. But you see a person in person, and you're like, wow, it's like crazy. Cause sometimes the picture is flat, so you can't really see them in three dimensional to see them. Oh, that's how they look in person.
Yeah, I mean, I know he didn't mean no harm. I was just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, wait. Like, yeah. Some people do say that, though. This one boy, he was like, oh, you look like your Instagram pictures. Aren't I supposed to? Duh.
So I'll go into it further, shooting everything that.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into that comfort zone of not only just working with another photographer, but also I'm feeling comfortable enough to do more sexy images and stuff? Get back into that.
Well, I don't know. I just kind of stayed to myself and like motivated myself. Because, you don't see me hang out with anybody. So, I just get motivated myself. Yeah. I mean, I do have people I hang out with. I hang out with Alicia. She motivated me, too.
Okay. So, I say, man, I'm proud of you because, you did a lot to get to that point. Yeah, if a lot of people don't realize, like, I talk to my people a lot outside of the show. And me and T, they are really cool, very cool, too. But me and T talk to each other a lot more often. And I remember just talking to you about, getting out your comfort zone and whatnot. And I'm proud of you because I knew it took a lot for you to do. And especially, it's even harder sometimes when a woman transitions to a mother. Because sometimes that adds to the getting out of your comfort zone.
I told him to, move out my stomach and give me some washboard abs.
Get out of here, washboard abs.
For real?
Y'all, T's stomach looking nice, y'all. Don't let T fool y'all on the show.
It,
just because she's hitting on damn abs.
No. It's like a little pudge, man. Like, you can see it. Like, I see it in some of the photos. All he got to do is move it out like a little damn board. And then be good to go, you know? Yeah.
You know what's little crazy?
Yeah, I do. What's crazy is when he told me, he was like, oh, you have a neck. Like, what? Look, I didn't get what he was saying at first, but he explained it. And I was like, oh. I didn't realize that models, they want models with long necks. Like, I didn't know.
And yeah, because
like, I got some
man. But your eyes are what? Okay.
They already.
Your eyes are probably at counter to you. Like, this was one. Well, probably the best person I dated had big eyes, actually.
Well, you know they say people with big brown eyes are the most lovable people.
Yeah, so. that's very accurate.
Yep. They are.
But yeah, plus neck, like having a neck also helps because a lot of times people are taking pictures. They always do this whole thing where they turn their head a certain way. Then all of a sudden, they ain't got no neck in the pictures. And that drives them absolutely nuts. A person has a longer neck, they got more room to make it happen, yeah.
Oh, I never knew that. It just called me a girl. I was like, what?
I'll be on people. I'll tell you in a moment. Fix that neck.
No, I didn't even know that. Like, that was crazy. But now that I think about it, I see some people pictures. I'm like, dang, she ain't got no neck. Like, y'all don't point it out.
Yeah, and when you see them in person, like, they got a neck, though. It's because they doing
right.
It. They try to do too much and not, and they not relaxing their posture and standing up straight. They can still
right.
do multiple poses while still extenuating yourself and not having a no neck mind going on.
Yeah, that was crazy to me. Because every time I look at people photos now, that's what I look for.
Exactly. And you did the lingerie you had, it was like, ooh. She was serving us, man. She was serving us the goods.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy because I had, like, a lot of people in my inbox, like,
Yeah, that was, I remember you telling me it was ridiculous. She was acting crazy. Well, and
people
then now you get the website. Everything.
I was like, no.
They said they wanted to buy your pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you got a post. Well, that was for a shameless plug. You can always go get T's poster. And you have a post.
Right.
There's your picture. There you go.
No, I don't.
Or you can go join her member site. That's launching on February 5th.
He didn't want a poster. He wanted a picture. So, you know, he can. Yeah. No.
Well, tell him to go join your member site and pay that money, and then he can look at all the pictures he want to look at.
Right. Do what you got to do and go to sleep.
Woo!
For real. Like,
ugh.
And there be people with the girlfriends, too. Like,
oh, those, you know what's crazy? Those many people are paid to sign up to the members, like, crazy enough.
I know.
Because they don't want to do because they can't do their dirt. They don't want to be necessarily be considered cheating, so they're ready to go look at a bunch of pictures and videos.
When your girlfriend ain't giving it up, just go to my members site and get you a little membership. There you go. Get you some lotion, baby oil, whatever you need.
Oh, so it's gonna be some. You know. Oh, so it's gonna be some baby oil, wherever you put over there. Uh oh.
I don't know. You got to go in to find out.
And I already told yourself, okay.
Nope. You got to go in to find out.
That baby oil.
Or get y'all some baby oil. Baby lotion. I don't know what y'all need. Whatever.
Okay. Well, Tia, thank you for sharing that journey. I know you. So you're supposed to be going back out there again, 17th?
Well, it's the 18th now.
18th, okay. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad you found it. I think too, one of the things I like about it too is the fact it's so because I mean that's kind of dope that it's like really only about 2 hours away.
Yeah.
2.5 hours, excuse me. Because yeah, but you get to be you're in another state dealing with somebody else. That's dope. That's really dope that you get to have somebody, you know, you work with, and then you don't have anybody that's messy, being that, you know, a lot, if they're not willing to drive 2.5 hours, they can't mess up your connect.
Well, I mean, I'll be nice. If your friend wants to tag along, as long as she got gas money, she can come. That's fine with me. I don't knock on
the door. Oh, my goodness. I see what you're doing here.
I'm serious.
Get out of here.
I'm so serious. I'm serious. I don't knock nobody else. If she want to be in the photo shoot, go ahead and run me my little gas money. She can come out.
Wait, so what's breaking news? You tell me you would, because that's a huge step, T. You mean tell me you willing to allow this person be in the same car as you to go down there and work?
Yeah.
Wow, that's just a big step. That is a huge.
Yeah,
do you realize what you're saying right now in this air?
Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say? What happened?
That's a big step you just took there, T.
Yeah, I know.
Look at
you. I had time to reflect on a lot of things.
You growing up, man. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, I am. I'm about to be 30. So,
welcome to the club.
Gotta let bygones be bygones. I mean, she's still a kid. She's learning. So, what better way is to bring your kid under your wing?
Right. The thing is, it's like, which is like crazy because it took a lot for you to get to that point to even say that. Because I know, like, people know the story. Like, people know all the stuff. They know how hard it is for you to get to that point. And so, I tip my hat off to you.
Because I really wanted to slap her a couple of times. That's
big. I can't believe what I'm hearing in this show. Right now.
I'm glad
I extended the show for a little bit. I would have got that news. Man.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
You know, all she gotta do is meet me at my house because I don't do carpools. I don't pick people up, so you gotta meet me at my. Matter of fact, meet me at the Wawa up from my house.
And we're talking about the same person, right? I make sure we're on the same page. We're talking about the same person.
We're talking about justice. We are talking about her. But yeah,
okay, she just
meet me at
the
Wawa.
Oh my!
I'm just saying, she can meet me at the Wawa just from my house because I don't want her to know where I live. And for security
purposes.
That's a lot,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way. Like you get what I've been trying to tell you all along. Like, I feel you, like, because some of the stuff you had to go through was hard to even get to this point, even for business. It's a lot. Like, but, you know, but the thing is, one thing that sucks is if you're just staying there for having a grudge and you mad, although, yeah, it's not, you're keeping the person that you did whatever transgression they've done towards you keep it in, on link, it's still a whole lot to where it's saying to yourself that it just when you got that, you got grudge, it makes your heart leaves a spot in your heart that's like you want to heal.
I never really held a grudge towards her. I just wanted to slap her with her. But, you know, like I said, I'm a sister. Because I have a child now. I can't just go around slapping people. Because I'm going to teach her to do the right thing if I'm going around slapping people. So, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Well,
if you listening, little girl,
Oh my gosh, how you gonna invite it and still trying to? You still a work in progress.
Okay,
okay, all right, here we go. Let's see.
It's a habit. It was a habit. I always say little girl.
Let's see.
All right. Anyways, if you are listening. And you want to take my offer, please have gas money and you can go. And please have money for food because I do not feed people. They were asking me. I don't feed anybody but myself and my child. Okay, and if you would like to go, inbox me for the details of the shoot. Okay.
T won't come out and say it, but she's not saying like your buddies, but she's saying that she is willing to, she's not going to forget, but she is willing to forgive and offer this olive branch.
Yeah.
Did I get it right, T?
Yes.
Because one step at a time.
Yeah. Just all you got to do is keep your. It chatter to a minimum.
Oh my! Okay, yeah, work in progress. Okay, T. What's going on? Mm-hmm.
You know how you help people and then they go back and do the same thing. I mean, I'm just saying, just keep your chatter to a minimum. You know.
Just show that you've grown up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm talking about not you. I'm talking about to them. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying for them to show that they've grown up a little bit.
We will see before the 18th. But, yeah.
All right. Well, that was worth extending the show. And speaking, moving to the what's going on segment quickly. Do you have anything coming up that we know about besides how the shooting the 18th and you making that big announcement you just did?
Yes, I'm taking features for my website. You can go to my page, either one of my pages on Facebook. You got T Thompson. You can click the link and submit your photos, clear photos, and we will see y'all. Oh, you can shop. Bye. Yep.
At dreamangelmag.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right, shout out to you. I know I told y'all a special issue of Human Cameras drops on Thursday, and then we're back to our record schedule programming with our regular issues. So yes, stay tuned for that. Also too, I'm more than likely going to be doing a Valentine's Day special for this Saturday, but the following Saturday. So let's see, that would be the 10th, I believe. Yes, that would be the 10th. So if you want to do a special photo, I'll have a special rate. For the 10th only. The 10th only.
Ooh,
and it'll be first come, first serve. Yes. And so I want to have a drastically low rate. And yes, you take advantage of it because It won't be that low for long. So, yes. Tia, again, thank you for always being a great co-host. And shout out to Nay out there. We're praying for your family. And I guess God has Venus are coming through. And thank you all for tuning in as well. So thank you, everybody. Another great show. We end the show off reminding you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J or there's
a T. And we can't forget J.
Or you, there is a way. Into the episode of Life and It Does Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl
T Molina.
And everyone, if you miss the shows, you can go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. You'll be able to listen to all the shows there, as well as see, you know, be able to check out the our bios, and also be able to go to the other outlets our show is on as well. So there you go. We out, y'all. Peace.